Okay, so yeah, my time at the Rabbanan, right? So what is the reasoning of the Rabbanan who say that Kriyat Shema starts in the time of Tchilat Lilava? So the Gemara says, Ritemuto min hasamuch lo. Because we say, and you shall see it, meaning the Tchilat, in comparison with that which is adjacent to it. And therefore, now again, it is fascinating that it's clear both in the Bava and the Yerushalmi that the mitzvah of tzitzit and the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema are somehow intrinsically, conceptually linked, right? The idea that the Zman actually depends on the ability to see the blue and the white in it, right? In the tzitzit itself, right? And of course, it's not accidental, meaning even though we normally say that the reason you say the third paragraph of Shema is just because Zech Letzit Mitzrayim, right? The Rambam, for example, includes the third paragraph of Shema in the mitzvah to write the Zman Kriyat Shema, and it's Gemaras like this that point to the fact that we didn't just pick it bimikra. Whereas it doesn't like, oh yeah, this was a paragraph that happened to talk about Yetzirat Mitzrayim, but that the paragraphs of Tzid is actually conceptually linked to Shema. Fine. Umay Tamid de Rabbi Eliezer. Why does he think it's between blue and green? Ritemoto kideshi nikar beinatsui. And the way he reads ritemoto is you will be able to see it, meaning blue, between other colors, meaning in cases when it shouldn't be so clear color wise, and gets to the point where it is. Okay, Tani.
Oh, right.
Like correct. Tani b'shem Rimeir. Ritem ota in k'tiv kan. It doesn't say see it in feminine, which would have been tzitzit. El ritem oto. Why? Because it's hinting to God. Magid shel makom. It is how it's understood by the Rosh Rili of the Pnei Moshe, right? That the way they're saying it is Ritemuto, that through the tzitzit, you see God or something like that. And anyone which teaches you that anyone who keeps the mitzvah of tzitzit, it's as if he accepted the divine presence. Shatchile domele yam. Now, in the Yerushalmi, you have even more stages than we do in the Bavli, because Tchelet is like the sea. V'hayam domel asavim. And the sea is like the grass. V'asavim domel l'rakia. And then the grass is like the sky, or the firmament. Blue-green. Blue-green. But I just point out that the Gra, based on the Sefer, is a different Gersa. It's not Ota versus Oto, it's Otam versus Oto. Right? And the fact that it's not plural, it's singular, is what points to the fact that it's God. Right? Right? Instead of saying Ritem Otam, see all the tzitzit, it's Oto. Right? Oto. You know, okay. But anyways, Dome Larakia, Barakia, Dome Lakisia Kavod, and the firmament is is like the throne of glory, Lakisia Dome Lisapir. And that is like the sapphire, which is on the throne. Right? Just like Yechezkel said, whoa, there are sapphires there. So, you know, you get through this, you think about God. Now, obviously, everyone makes a big deal of both of what's picked up here, and why is it this multi-stage process, and they have all types of words, right? You know, maybe it's, right, recognizing that we can't directly think about God, or that there should be resonances everywhere, that, so much, I don't know. I mean, right, so again, so that's why, right, each one can have a symbol, you know, you could go into symbolism of each one, it could be that God is found everywhere, it could be that, you know, every little thing is supposed to act as a reminder of God, right, you could have all types of words, on this. Achirim omrim uritem oto kidei she'adam rachok mechar chaveiro arba amor makiro. He understands oto not as God, but as your friend. That you'll be able to see your friend at 4 amot and recognize him. And now the Gemara says, okay, what type of friend? Ruchizda amar bahada da achirim anan kayamin. What type of friend? What type of other? Im biragil afil rachik kamachakim lay. Even if it's your good friend and you can recognize him even at a far distance. And then there's the people you don't really know that you're up in your face and you're like, what's your name again? Who are you? I don't remember who you are. There's nothing to do with distance. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't see you. You're not close enough. Can you move a little bit closer? No, not helping. Not helping. Right? Not that one. So he says, Elikina. He says, Eli, Kinan Kayamin Biragil Shan Ragil. It's an acquaintance. You know him, you don't know him. Kahuda Azale Lachani Vadizin. Too bad. Right? An acquaintance. It's an Itani. How far away? Puramad. The other says, Bain Zeev Lakelev. When you're able to tell the difference between a dog and a wolf. Ovin Chamor La Arod. Or a regular donkey and a wild donkey.
Like a zebra?
Now, right, you could just say they're all, like, trying to figure out how light it is, or maybe there's some symbolism here that I'm not catching. And some say just 4 amot from a friend. Haven by Meymar. Min demar bein zev lekelev bein chamor larod. Kimin damar bein chelet lekartan. The one who says between a dog and a wolf, the difference in a dog and a wolf is so close that he must agree with the position that it's between blue and green. Uman demar k'dei sh'adam rachuk mechaver arba amon makiron. The one who says it's 4 amon of your friend. Taman demar b'tchelet l'lavan. That's easier to see, so that must be like the tchelet to lavan. Okay, so that is Shema. But then the Gemara says, aval amru, that's the latest time and earliest time, etc. Amru mitzvata, what's the ideal mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? Im honetzachama, with honetz, kedeshe yismok ulal tefila, so that you will have smicha gula tefila, v'nimta mitpalo b'yom. And this, of course, I know you did this with Rabbi Ginsburg at some point, but the major machlok rishonim about honetz, right? How do you conceptualize honetz? Is it that, right? Well, first of all, is it that? Well, first point is that, is it that tefila at honetz is the ikar mitzvah and everything else is the avad? Or is Hanetz just like an added benefit, but really this man goes later? When you read lines like this, it sounds very much like the Iker's man is Hanetz. Everything else is b'diavad, right? You're Yotze, but it's saying, right, the mitzvah, right, mitzvatar. Now you could say that mitzvah l'chatchila, but the point is the mitzvah, right? Not like the mitzvah is for 3 hours, but like l'chatchila do it at Hanetz. It's like the mitzvah is with Hanetz. Right, and then there's the other question of, right, does it mean slightly before, so that Shmona Esrei is at Hanetz, or that Shema is at Hanetz, right? You also have that Machlok Rishonim. V'nimtza mitpal rayom, right? Now, normally that would mean Shmona Esrei, but obviously, right, you could say that, you know, you daven and say Shema, but in general we paskin that it's Shema before, and Shmona Esrei at Hanetz. That's the ideal of doing Hanetz Achama. I won't go through that because you've done that sugya before. Amar Rabbi Zeira va'anad amaret ta'ama. What's the pasuk? Yira'ucha im ha-shemesh, that we will see you or fear you with the sun. That the ideal time to do this is right now. The question is, what is the yira? Is it tefila, right, which is Tosfot's position, or is it Shmona Esrei, which again comes down to this question of is it Shema? Is it Shmon Esrei, and the like? Yes. So according to some Shita, but this Gemara is assuming that after, right? So Amar Mar Okva, Havatike and I mashkim in Vikoronata Kdesh Shiyas Mechugul Litvila, right? And the Vatikin would daven like this, right? Emanei Tachama, which is where the idea of a Vatikin minion comes from, obviously. That you daven ka Vatikin. Now, there is a machloket in the Mefarshim whether this is actually supporting or going against the previous thing, right? The majority view is Marukva is supporting Armin Hagud the Vatikin. However, some say that his girsa wasn't Vatikin, was Mashkimin, was to say the Vatikin got up too early, right? He's actually saying that we daven not Kavatikin, right? The Vatikin would daven too early, right? The Mashkimin would daven too early. They would shema early, and what we're saying is that you dafka should say it at right before Hanetz. So, you could, but it sounds like we're endorsing unless you say Mashkimin, which means implies they get up too early. So Tani, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa Sheitim Halach B'derech Acharei Rabbi Elazar Ben Azari V'Acharei Rabbi Akiva Yozim V'Mitzvot. I was once walking with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva, and they were involved in mitzvot, whatever it was. They were involved in Kedut Shvuyim, Achmasa Kala, V'Egeo Nat Kriyat Shema. It came time for Shema. V'Yiti Savo Hashem and Yashu Mikriyat Shema. I didn't see them saying Shema. So I thought maybe they give up on saying Shema, presumably because they were involved in a mitzvah, and they assumed that was like a mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Vikariti vishaniti, but I wasn't doing the mitzvah, so I said Shema. Va'achar itchilu heim, and then they said Shema. Ukvar haita chama al rashei haharim. And at that point, Shema, the sun was already we're shining on the mountaintops, meaning that they waited until, it sounds like, after Hanetz, right? So it sounds like they held, right, which makes it sound like the original Shita was saying clearly that Shema was before Hanetz, but Rabbi Kiva felt that no, the proper time for Kriyat Shema was after the sun is already that's what he thought. He thought they were Osik B'Mitzvah, and that's why they weren't saying Shema at all, right? But then they did say Shema while they were still involved in the mitzvah, right? So it's clear that they weren't relying. Now, the other girsa in the Tosefta is what you said. Right? Because it said, Elisha Uskim Mitzarchet Tzibor, right? Which is, right, the other girsa in the Tosefta is, no. It's, I thought they didn't daven early because they thought this man was later, and then I discovered they were Osek B'Mitzvah, and that's why they waited. Right? So in the Tosefta, it's clear that the reason that they waited was not changing the Shiur on Zman is it wasn't, which came first, that he knew they were involved in a mitzvah and they were saying Shema anyways, right? Or, right, that he thought that it was about Zman and then he discovered they were involved in the mitzvah. Okay, Adon Eitz HaChama, Reb Zvadya B'Rei D'Rabbi Yaakov, Barzad Hashem Rabbi Yonah, Kadesh D'Yachama Mitaftefet, Al Rosh Ha'arim, right? Han Eitz is when the sun starts to, you see. Exactly. Rabbi Shua Omer Ad Shalosh Shon until 3 hours. Rabbi Idi, Rabbi Nuna, Rabbi Ada, Bar Alcha, B'Shem Rabbi Alcha, Rabbi Yeshua. This is the halacha that B'Diavad at least you have 3 hours. B'Shocheyach. But only if you forgot, right? It's very much conceptualized B'Diavad. Rabbi Huna Omer Train Amorayin. Chad Amor B'Shocheyach. One says only when you forget. Magiv Leiv Lechavre V'Chiyesh Halacha B'Shocheyach. Said, really, is there such a halacha when you forget? So kachi halacha, no, that is the halacha, which makes it sound like lechatchila. But lamar amru bishocheh, kedesha the mezaris batzmal lekarbonata, to get you to read at the right time. Which, of course, that machloket of whether, right, machloket yishon whether hanetz is the ikar mitzvah and everything else is the avad, or hanetz is just like a lechatchila. It's better seems to be what the Yerushalmi is dealing with here, right, where the first gemara says, yeah, it's only bishocheh, right, which sounds like the Ikar Mitzvah is Hanetz, and whatever, if you didn't, you're allowed to say it later. And then the Gemara pushing back, what is that? Shocheach? No. Right? You're allowed to say it till 3 hours. Why do we tell you that you say it earlier? To Kidei Lazares, to make you, right?
Like it's saying, if you only let it be at sunrise, then nobody would ever try to do.
Correct. So he says to be Mizaris, you do it at the right time, right? It sounds like. Yeah. Right, and saying that it's only Zrizin makes it sounds like, look, right, Zrizin makdim in lemitzvah, not like you're not mekayim kriyat shema in the best way on its own terms earlier. Right, now there is, of course, a little bit of discussion in the postgame. It's d'oraita d'rabbanan, but okay. Taman taninan, mafsikin lekriyat shema. If you are in the middle of your activities and comes time Shema, you stop to say Shema. Ben Masik and Litzvila. But if you're in the middle of certain activities, you don't stop for Shemona Esrei. So Amar Rav Acha, Kriyat Shema Dvar Torah. Why do you stop? We'll see. Probably learning for Shema and not Shmoneh Esrei, because Kriyat Shema is Dvar Torah, Tefillah Dvar Torah, and of course for the Rambam, you'll have to say when he says Tefillah Dvar Torah, doesn't mean the Tefillah, the concept isn't Dvar Torah, but the Zman is not Dvar Torah, because the Rambam thinks that Tefillah is Minat Torah, right? Amar Rabbi Ba, Kriyat Shema Zman HaKavua, Rabbi Ba says, no, Shema is a set time, Tefillah Ein Zman HaKavua, right? Tefillah is not the set, not a set time, or not as tightly a set time. Possibly. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kriyat Shema Ein Tzricha Kavana, or Tzricha doesn't, Shema doesn't need Kavana, or as much Kavana. Tefillah Tzricha Kavana, right? Because Shmoneh Esrei, you have to have Kavana in more words, and of course Shema also has certain things you have to have Kavana with. But as we know, right, we let you say Shema on the top of a tree. We don't let you say Shmoneh Esrei on the top of the tree because the Kavana levels are different. Amar Rabbi Mana Kashite Kume Rabbi Yosi Vafilu Temar Kriyat Shema Inetrich Kavana Shloja Pesukim Rishon Tzricha Kavana. That's what the Gemara says. Come on, you can't say that. Even Shema, even if you say the rest of it doesn't need Kavana, the first three Pesukim need Kavana. So the Gemara says, Min Godin De Inon Tzivchar. You're right, but it's only a few. Right? It's short. So Mechave. It's short, and therefore it's easy to stop, have Kavana, and move on. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishem Rabbi Shimon Yochai, could go on Anu Shoskim B'Talmud Torah, Afilu Kriyat Shema Ein Mafsik. And then Rabbi Shimon Yochai says a very famous statement. Us, who were always involved in Talmud Torah, we don't have to stop for Shema. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Al Garmei, Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, could go on Anu She'ein Anu Oskim B'Talmud Torah. We're not involved in Talmud Torah. And we stop in Shmoneh Esrei. Now the Mefarshim know to machloket. What does that mean? So the Charedim says one possibility is it just means that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Torato Umanuto, right? He only learned Torah, so he was in the special category. And Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud Chacham, right? But he wasn't Torato Umanuto, and therefore the point of the Gemara is that only someone who's Torato Umanuto is Pater from Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, and anybody else, right, who doesn't learn all day, every second of every day, doesn't get the Ptur from Kriyat Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Other people note, and that's the Charedim, others note that no, Rabbi Yochanan had a job. Right? Rabbi Yochanan had a job. And if he had a job, then what he's saying is no. Like, not that I'm, it's not that I'm a bad person. I simply have other things in my life. It's not that I'm not Torah Tumanato. I'm really not, right? I really have other things going on, and that's why I'm Chayev. Well, and therefore he has to stop because he's a normal person. He may be a Talmud Chacham, but he also has a normal life. And if he has a normal life, he has to follow Shema and Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that is Yud Aleph. That's Yud.